for you today is also about living in another state of being, which is joy.
在耶稣基督的名，我向大家在这里向大家问安。上次呢，我和大家分享的主题呢，谈到在主里面的这个安息，那这次今天的这个讯息呢，那我会从另外一个角度呢，来谈到在主里面的这个这份的这个安息，这就是喜乐。
How's your thinking going today? I don't suppose anyone here has any anxieties given the current events of the world.
我想问大家一样，大家今天的情绪觉得怎么样呢？我不认为呢，大家今天呢，都会被这个今天这个世上的这个所发生的事情呢，来影响了我们的这个带给我们有不同的焦虑。
You might say, no, I'm pretty good now that I'm here with the gathering at the church. Okay, then let me ask you, how's it going the rest of the days of the week?
你或许会告诉我说，我现在在教会和弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜，我觉得非常的好。如果你这样子觉得，那让我再问你一个问题，那接下来你的这个 一周里面的这些日子呢，那你会觉得怎么样呢？
Again, some might say, oh, that's different. That's not supposed to be the same as Sunday or midweek worship. Well, maybe that's another point we should discuss at a further time.
那或许你们当中有一些人会讲说呢，这个周间的这个情绪呢，跟我们礼拜天 或者周间敬拜的这些事情呢，是两码的事。那但是呢，这或许这个也可以成为我们另外一次再分享的一个主题。Is
worship supposed to be only at certain church gatherings, different times of the week, or is it a response to God, all the time in my life? I think Paul would say, it's for every waking hour.
难道说敬拜就仅仅是我们在教会弟兄姐妹一起聚集的这段时间叫敬拜而已吗？或者说是仅仅在我的生命当中我来做神的工的时候才叫做敬拜吗？我想保罗在这里讲到说敬拜呢乃是全时的事情。
I don't know if anyone can worship while they're sleeping, but I think Paul would say that you should have a certain peace each night as you fall asleep. You had that on the music. And I'm not saying I do that every night, but I think in these verses we'll see today, it's possible for those who put their faith totally in Jesus.
我不认为呢，每一个人呢都可以在 睡觉的时候呢，仍然存着这个敬拜上帝的这个心思，但我想呢，保罗在这里教导我们的呢，纵使是我们在沉睡的时候呢，我们仍然有上帝的那份的这个安稳在我们里面，我并不是说我每天晚上我都可以做到，但我想呢，对我们。 在耶稣基督里面呢，这是有可能做得到的。Does
anyone here think that you're given a new life without also instructions how to live that new life?
不晓得在座的呢，有没有人这样想过，就是说，上帝已经拯救了你，而且给你了这个新生命，但是他却没有告诉你要怎么样来过这个新的生命。
I'm glad nobody raised their hand. Yeah.
我很高兴大家都认同必须要有上帝的指引。
Let's read together Philippians 4:4-9, and then we'll pray together.
让我们先来朗读腓立比书4章4到9节，然后我们再来一起做个祷告。
Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all that you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you.
好，接下来好不好？就让我们会众一起，我们来朗读这个《腓立比书》四章四到九节。好，请你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。主已经近了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，是平安的神就必与你们同在。
So let's go step by step, not make these verses any more complicated than they need to be.
就让我们一步一步的我们来探究这些这些章节的这个原因，但是我也不希望把他们弄得过于所太过复杂了。
So start with verse 4. What we have is a simple passive command, and maybe some will say, that's all I need, just be that or have that full joy. I certainly can't say I make myself to be full of joy.
从第 一开始从第四节开始呢这是一个很简单的被动的这个命令式的这个语态那也许有些人会说我只要这些就够了那我会尽量去做的那或许我可以得到这个完全的喜乐但是我很确定的会这么讲，我没有办法靠着我自己而能够得到完全的喜乐的。
No, it's just something I possess or something, not something I do. I believe it can be a result from following instructions from Jesus given to Paul to pass on to us.
不是的，喜乐是一个喜乐是一件。拥有的而不是我在外在能够做出来的这个事情我相信呢这是这个主耶稣呢借着这个保罗来教导我们让我们能够来得到的一个美好的结果的
To that command I would say yes and thank you Lord for some instructions on how to do itBecause the biggest stumbling block in this whole passage is that it starts with the idea of always.
对这个命令呢，我可以讲说，我们是可以按照的这个主给我们的这个教这个训示呢，我们来可以来得到的因为呢，对我们。这个整个讯息最大的一个绊脚石呢，总是就是我们起头的这个想法的。
I think the word always is very important because that command is coming from God, who is always the same. His grace is always extended. He always speaks for peace and forgiveness.
上帝的话语呢，总是非常的重要的，因为这些命令呢是来自于上帝。这位上帝呢，他永远不会改变，他的恩典总是耐心的在等候，他也一直在不断的在劝勉我们这个给我们平安和给我们原谅我们。
His righteousness is always maintained. His love is always visible in His Son Jesus. When the world is crazy, when everything doesn't make sense, God is always constant.
上帝的这个公义呢，一直都是永远不会变的。他借着在主耶稣身上所显的爱，一直我们都看得见的。当这个世界疯狂变成了疯狂的时候，或者当每一件我们身边的事呢都捉摸不定的时候，上帝呢他是那位永恒的上帝，永远不变的。
On the other hand, we are just God's creatures and normally not always doing anything except maybe breathing.
换句话说呢，我们是上帝的这个手造的所里所造的这个奇妙的工，那但是呢，除了我想呢，除了我们在呼吸之外呢，很多的时候我们都在做没有意义的事情。
So for this reason, I might say if someone does say, "Just be full of joy without any spiritual instructions," they're probably just kidding themselves that they have that.
也因着这个这样子呢，我想如果没有从灵里面的教导呢，我想当我们人讲说我们生命充满了喜乐的时候呢，我想只不过是我们自己在欺骗自己而已。
Further, I would say, even with these instructions, without relying on the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to the believer, the effort.Will lead to failure.
再进一步来讲呢，纵使有了这个灵里面的这个教导呢，那我们如果不单单来仰望这位圣灵呢，也就是上帝给我们的这个圣灵呢，那我们的一切的努力呢，也终将会白费的。
So let's keep those inabilities in mind and say.We desire to follow biblical instructions and rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit for our full joy.
所以呢，让我们在我们的心里面呢，我们自己是无能的这件事情呢，我们要一直记得，我们也要记得，如果要得到完全的这个喜乐呢，那我们只有完全的按照圣经的这个教导。和靠着圣灵的这个引导，我们才能得到的。
So, what are some of the actions God calls us to in a time of conflict and difficulty? By the way, where is Paul when he's writing this letter? He's in prison. At some point, he realizes he's probably going to be put to death. He's likely following his own instructions.
那究竟当我们在这个有冲突的这个或者是困难的时候呢，上帝他要我们怎么去做，他呼召我们要怎么去做呢？另外呢，我们要知道，当保罗在写这封信的时候，他是在什么地方？是的，他是在监狱里头。那不晓得从也。不晓得在什么时候，那就保罗是在他写信的时候是在监狱里头，他也不晓得什么时候他的生命会被夺去。那他尽可能的呢这是照着这个他自己的这个指示来过生活的。
So let's look at certain instructions in our verses today for actions and results that will follow. I've numbered those instructions 1 through 5 for how to have full joy in your life.
那现在就让我们来看一看啊、这些这个从这个经文里头呢这些引导呢会带来怎么样结果啊、那我把这个在我们的生命当中呢如何能够得到完全的喜乐呢啊、把它啊、摘要出五项啊、这个要点出来。
Number one, be considerate in all you do.
第一件事情啊、就是把我们所要做的每一件事情都当作一回事。
Number two, remember the Lord is coming soon.
第二就是要我们要记得主来的日子近了。
Three, pray about everything.
第三我们要借着祷告把万事都交托给神。
Four, fix your thoughts or meditate on 8 examples of thought.
就是第四个就是专注或者是、要经常深思、这个在以下这八个想法的这个事情上面。
And number five, keep practicing these mentioned instructions.
最后一点第五点也就是持续不断的啊、来练习啊、以上的这个教导。
So let's get started with number one, be considerate in all you do. I can tell you there are several different instructive words used in verse 5 depending on other translations, such as be reasonable, be moderate, be gentle, be gracious.
让我们开始这个第一点啊、对我们对所做的每一件事情都要当作一回事。我可以告诉你啊、不同的字啊、按照不同的这个翻译呢他们可能啊、会有很大的这个出入。那其中呢就像啊、明理啊、这个节制还有就是要温和要大方这几个词。
I'm kind of curious what Chinese word is used to capture all of those. You can tell me later. But for my purposes today, we'll go with be considerate, maybe like the term reasonable. Now, what does that mean? Let's unpack that some.
我很好奇、在中文里头、是怎么样来把这些字的这个精义来 抓到的。但是对我今天啊、和大家分享的这个啊、这个理由呢啊、我把这个啊、这个体贴关心这件事情呢可以用啊、这个明理这个词来互换。那今天呢啊、我就要来和大家一起来讨论是怎么一回事。
Have you seen a lot of people today being considerate of everyone or reasonable with everyone? I see these news flashes on my phone almost constantly. The person destroyed the other person in a debate.
我不晓得大家、进来呢是不是看到越来越很多的人呢他们是非常体贴别人的这个意见或者、对其他的人呢、都好像很通达。那我的手机呢它不时的、这个响起那给我一些很快的这个讯息它告诉我呢、某一个人在一个、这个辩论当中呢击败了另外一个人打败了他的对手。
Or,They humiliated this person with their political view. Is that how we want followers of Christ to be seen?
他们极尽所能的在、这个他们政治的这个眼光上面来羞辱对方。难道这就是我们 成为基督的这个跟随者所应当有的态度吗？
I don't have to agree with someone on everything, but that doesn't make them my enemy. Be sensitive, have grace, be patient with each other. People are struggling, and that may even describe you at this time.
我可以和你的意见有不相同，但是这不意味着我们就必须要成为敌人。我们必须要有敏感的这个心态，而且有气度，而且我们对别人也要有耐心，因为我们常常是在一个挣扎甚至我们常常是在挣扎，而且这很可能就是代表了我们现在的这个状况。
What God wants the world to see in His people is a consideration of all humanity with kindness and respect. Let's look at 1 Peter 2:23.
上帝呢他想要这个世界看到他的这个子民是具有仁慈和这个尊敬别人的这个美好的人性上面，就像彼得前书2:23所说的。
1 Peter 2:23 He, speaking of Jesus, did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly.
在彼得前书2:23这么说道，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那公义审判人的主。
So people who are very full of joy, especially those who are joyful in the Lord, are not very likely either to give offense or take offense from people. Kind of like Philippians 2:3 says.
那些充满了这个喜乐的人们呢，特别是那些在主里面享受的这个喜乐的这些人们呢，他们是他们是不容易被激怒，而且他们也不去激怒别人的，就像腓立比书2:3所说的。
So back a couple chapters, Philippians 2:3. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself.
在腓立比书2:3这么说到呢，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
So this word was used differently in these verses, probably intended to describe the heart of a person who will let God fight his battles or her battles, because they have confidence God is in control.
或许不同的这个翻译呢会带出不同的效果，但是它主要的都是来描写一个人的心。当一个人对这个上帝有完全的这个信心的时候呢，他会上帝会来管理这一切的这个征战。
So this is off script. I compliment the music. I love Streams of Praise because they captured that in the song.God is in control. We're not.
Yeah, 就上帝是控制这一切的，而不是我们。
A good example of this quality is when Jesus showed consideration and kindness with the woman who was taken in adultery. That was in John 8:10-11.
在约翰福音8:10-11，这里给了一个很好的一个例子，讲到这个一个犯了奸淫的女人呢怎么样得到耶稣的耶稣怎么样来在这个女人身上呢来表现出他的仁慈和他的这个关怀的。
He didn't know. John 8, 10 and 11. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more."
在约翰福音八章十到十一节这么说道，耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
While we may stand up for what is wrong or right according to the Lord, we don't condemn anyone. That's God's territory, and we just don't want to get caught up in this us and them.
当我们站出来指责什么是对什么是错的，按照这个上帝的这个心意来指出什么是对什么是错的时候呢，我们并不谴责任何一个人，那因为那个是上帝的这个权责，那我们呢不要被不要陷入陷入这样的这个泥淖里面去了。
Number two instruction, remember, the Lord is coming soon. Now once again, other good translations state, the Lord is always present, the Lord is near you. Therefore, you could even say, remember, the Lord is watching you for your good and the good of others.
第二点呢，我们要知道主再来的日子近了。在这里呢，不同的这个翻译的版本呢可能会有些出入。有些的版本呢描述这个上帝他是永远存在的，上帝就在我们的身旁，因此呢我们可以这么样的讲，我们要记得主时时的因着我们的好处和他人的好处呢，主时时都在观看。
Again, as we look at the Lord is at hand, when we live with the awareness of Jesus' soon returnIt makes all the easier to rejoice in the Lord and to show gentleness to all men.
一切都在主的这个手里。当我们了解了主耶稣他的再来的时候呢，他让我们更容易的来对待这个我们身边的人，用主所教导的这个谦和来对待别人，而让更容易的有满足跟喜乐。
We know that Jesus will settle every wrong at His return, and we can trust Him to make things right in our world that is now falling apart.
我们知道，当主再来的时候呢，一切的对与错，主都会有个最后的这个决定，而且我们可以相信他他的这个正义呢让会他会在这个支离破碎的这个现在这个时代呢他的正义会在伸张。
Remember, the key thing to remember is that our joy is to be rooted in our relationship with Christ. It's not related to our bank account. It's not related to our career accomplishments.Or our good health, or our retirement plan.
我们要记得我们的这个喜乐呢，是源于和耶稣，我们和耶稣基督的关系，并不是因着我们银行的存款，或者我们的事业有多大的成就，或者我们的这个健康，或者我们的这个退休的这个计划。
Because he's always available to me and because Jesus is returning soon, this second instruction makes a lot of sense. The result of having full joy, even so it seems like sometimes my tank is not full.
因为呢我们知道当主耶稣快来临这件事情呢，它是一件即将成为这个事实而且这件那个时刻呢对我来讲是何等的这个重要，那这个结果呢会带出完全的这个喜乐，所以呢 现在看来，我的这个啊、仍然尚未得到这些，那些都不重要了。
I know Jesus has it all under control, and yet still, I find myself anxious or fearful, even of the simplest thing. Not that the world war is a simple thing, but that's why we have these instructions.
我知道呢，耶稣基督他有完全的这个这个掌控呢，虽然我现在我仍然会过分的这个担忧或者恐惧，甚至呢对非常小的事情我仍然担忧恐惧但是呢这世界的这个并不是讲说这世界的这个战争呢是一件很轻松的一件事情，这就带出我们接下来这个教导了。
So let's look at the third instruction here is to pray about everything. Yet surely this doesn't mean everything. Here it seems to be directed to everything that would cause you to be anxious. It can be said the temptation to worry, and there are many, is the invitation to pray.
第三个这个训示呢是告诉我们，我们要对每一件事情我们都要带到主面前来，借着祷告来带到主面前。然而呢并不代表这个所有的事情所有能够直接来影响到我们让我们来焦虑的这些事情呢我们都要带到主的面前。换句话说呢不管是我们受到了这个引诱的这个试探，或者任何其他的这个很多的这个情况呢，事实上都是一个机会，把我们带到主面前来向他祈求了。
We must admit these instructions and results are pretty absolute.It doesn't say it's okay to worry about wars and rumors of war. No, it says don't worry or be anxious about anything.
我们必须要承认，这些的这个这些指引的和这些所带出来的这个结果呢，那是绝对的。这并不代表说我们就。这并不代表我们就可以不去这个担心这关于这个战争或者是战争的这个传言，不是的他告诉我们不要去忧虑去担心关于任何一件事，因为有主在掌控。
It could be said that we are to pray about everything. You may have heard a goodmodel or acronym for prayer. It's ACTS, A-C-T-S, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication.
或许你们曾听说过一个这个一个很好的一个缩语词，就是 ACTS, A-C-T-S, 这个缩写。它是四个字的这个缩写是adoration 赞美，然后 confess 就是承认，然后 thanksgiving 也就是感恩，然后 supplication 也就是祷告。
So if I'm just adoring God for what a great God he is, that's prayer. If I'm agreeing with God that something I've done or I'm doing is not in line with His will, I confess that. That's prayer.
所以当我在赞美神的他的奇妙作为的时候，这就是一个祷告。当我相信神他 他所做的这一切，在我身上所做的一切都是按照他的旨意的时候，那我必须要承认呢，我承认这件事情，这也是一种祷告。
If I have this feeling of thankfulness and I lift it up to God, that's prayer. Certainly, if I have a need, especially to calm my anxious spirit, I ask God for it, and that's prayer.
如果当我充满了感恩的这个感觉，而把这一切都归给上帝的时候，这也是祷告。当然呢，当我有需要，特别是当我祈求圣灵来帮助我安抚我这个焦虑的这个心的时候，这自然是祷告了。
Of course, we can put all those together at the same time when we're praying.I said we can't put them all together too.
当然我们没有办法把所有的这个需要祷告的事都一一的这个列出来。
I believe nothing is too big or too small to ask God for help. I've had times when working on a simple job and I get frustrated. I ask God for wisdom, patience, and to take away my frustration.
不管是大事或小事，我们都对上帝来讲没有难成的这个事情。我曾经有过多次呢，在我这个在我做的这个计划上面呢，或者一个很简单的一个工作上面呢，我认为很简单，但是却带给我非常这个挫败的感觉。那我祈求上帝给我这个这个智慧，这个耐心，然后他慢慢的这些挫折呢就慢慢的离开我了。
So it's really about being free to let my anxieties go and all the things that would cause me stress, because I know the Lord is with me, He will hear my prayer. Some of that comes with the previous instruction to remember He is with me.
当所有的这些事情会造成我内心的这个压力，来造成我这个焦虑的时候呢，那因为我相信这个上帝是与我就在我身旁与我同在的，那他也会听我的这个祷告呢，那这些呢而且呢有时候呢这一些的这个什么的，有时候呢，上帝也会让我记起我之前领受的一些这个训诲，那因为他是一直都与我同在的。
So here are the results. We will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds.As we live in Christ Jesus. Now I can safely say that comment instruction has a real common sense meaning to me.
这所带出来的结果呢就让我经历到上帝的这个平安，甚至是超过我所能理解的。在他的平安呢会保守我的心思意念呢在耶稣基督里面活出耶稣基督的这个样式出来。我可以很安全的这么讲到说这样子的是对我是有真实的这个是我真实的体会到的。
It's a well-known scientific fact that stress is the biggest attack against our biological heart and our mental health.God wants to guard us from that attack. I love the idea of guarding because guarding serves two purposes. To keep the enemy out and to keep the troops in, as we see in John 10:10 and 11.
这是众所周知的这个压力呢是对我们身体上呢这个心脏或者说是这个 或者是我们这个精神上呢啊，是最大的一个这个敌人。上帝呢，他要帮助我们啊，来保护我们免于这些的攻击。那我很喜欢这个防卫这个词呢，因为防卫它代表了两重的意义。第一个，这个排拒在外；第二个呢，它也让我感觉到啊，有我周围我是被保护的，就像是约翰福音10:10-11这么说到。
So John 10:10-11. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus speaking, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep.
Amen. 在约翰福音10:10-11这么讲到说，盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
So the results of following these instructions are a certain peace. The Bible describes in three great aspects of peace that relate to God. One, peace from God reminds us that our peace comes to us as a gift from God.
这些训诲所带来的结果呢，那一定是会有确信的平安在我们里面。这圣经上面呢，它描从三个不同的这个啊、和神相关的这个角度呢，来描写这个啊、平安这件事情。第一个，平安是从上帝而来，这件事情让我们再次的提醒了我们啊、这个平安是上帝而来的礼物。
Two, peace with God describes a relationship that we enter into with God through the work of Jesus Christ. And three, the peace of God that is beyond all mind, beyond our power of thinking.
第二个是与上帝同在的平安，他描述了我们怎么样借着耶稣基督他所完成的这个功呢，那我们得以进入上帝和上帝之间的这个关系。那第三呢，就是上帝呢，他就是这平安，那这是远超过我们所能想象的，也不是我们能力能够所及的。
So we now come to the point where Paul introduces this with one final thing, which is four. Fix your thoughts or meditate on 8 examples of thought. Paul seems to strike this nail 8 times.
我们现在呢，我们就进入到这个保罗他的这个教训里面的最后这一样，也就是说第四点把我们的这个思想或者是这个心绪呢完全定睛在这八样这个思想上面。保罗呢特别的强调这八件事情。
First, let me say a couple of things about meditation. This is just my opinion. You can disagree. But it doesn't have to be just on the Lord directly.
让我先提出一些对这个沉思这件事情先提出来。在我个人的这个意见里，在我个人的这个想法里面呢这个沉思呢并不一定是直接是在神上的事情。
That's the best type of meditation.But it can be meditation on other things derived from Him. I also believe that meditating on God's creation, soft music, just instrumental music, reflects a quiet spirit in us.
当然，直接把心思 完全直接的放在神的身上啊，这当然这是最美好的一个啊一种沉思，但是呢啊，任何跟这个啊从主而来的啊源自主而来的这个啊这个思想呢，也都是好的。我相信呢啊，当我们在不管是在沉思上帝的这个创造，或者一些这个柔美的这个音乐呢，让我反映出我沉浸的这个灵呢，这些都不是坏事。
Now don't get me wrong, this type of meditation is distinct from this mind emptying transcendental meditation.Which some Christians view as potentially leaving one vulnerable to unwanted spiritual influences. They use Matthew 12:43-45 to make that point.
这样子的沉思呢，是和这个世上这个把心思倒空的沉思方式呢，或者说是一些佛教所传讲的超然冥想这一类的这个沉思呢。是截然不同的因为这些世上的这些程式呢，是往往会把人带进一种这个薄弱或者说是不请自来的一种状态里面，就像马太福音12:43-45就说出了这样子的这个重点。
Matthew 12:43-45, when an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert seeking rest, but finding none, then it says, I will return to that person I came from. So it returns and finds its former home empty, swept, and in order. Then the spirit finds 7 other spirits more evil than itself, and they all enter the person and live there. And so the person is worse off than before.That will be the experience of this evil generation.
在马太福音12:43-45举出了这么耶稣说到了这么一个例子乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。于是说，我要回到我所出来的屋子里。到了，就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。便去另带了7比自己更恶的鬼来，都住进去，在那里，那人末后的境况比先前更不好了。这邪恶的时代也要如此。
So let me say a brief word about each of these thoughts that we're going to fix our mind on.
One more time.
Number 57.
让我简单的来说，当我们应该把我们的这个思想关注在什么事情上面呢
？What is true? Not just true or false statements, but life-changing truth. Does God love me? True. God is present with me? True.
我们要把我们的眼睛关注在真理上面，并不是并不仅仅是真或假这样子的事情，而是关注这个生命的这个真理上面。上帝爱我这件事情是真理，那上帝他的存在对我来讲，就是对。上帝的这个存在呢也是真实的，这也是个真理。
What is honorable? I think this one is more about others that deserve more honor than ourselves for many different reasons, such as service or hard work.
那我们要把我们的眼光定睛在一些可敬的事。那我想这是一个关于其他的人的这个事情。我们要尊重别人呢在我们可以尊重别人呢有很多不同的这个理由，那不管是他们 因为他们的这个对人的这个服务，或者说他们的心努力辛勤的工作。
What is right? This doesn't just mean I'm right in a debate. Maybe it's the right thing to let someone else share their side with me.
那我们要把我们的这个眼光呢，关注在什么是正义的这个事情上面。这不仅仅就是说在这个争辩论当中呢，你争论赢了这件事情，但有时候呢，这些事情呢，我们应该要去和别这些正义的事情呢，那我们要和别人一起来分享了。
What is pure? Let's use James 1:27 for that.
那我们要把我们的眼光专注在这些纯洁的事上。那让我们来看看这个雅各书1:27他怎么描述了。
James 1:27 Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you.
在雅各书1:27在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
What is lovely? Maybe it's a bouquet of flowers. Maybe it's the sunrise or sunset. Maybe it's somebody you love.
那我们要把我们的眼光专注在可爱、可敬爱的事情上面。也许呢，它是一朵、一束这个美丽的花朵，或者呢，它是非常美丽的这个日出或者是日落。也许呢，你把你的眼光关注在你所爱的人身上。
What is admirable? Maybe it's as simple as telling someone they did a really good job on something.
那我们也要把我们的眼光专注在这个可赞赏的事情。那这很可能简单的就像说有人这个某些人呢做了非在他的工作上面呢做了非常好的这个工作的时候，那我们要赞赏他们。
What is excellent? Maybe it's a well-cooked meal or the service at a restaurant.
那我们要把我们的眼光专注在这些优秀的事上，也许呢是一个非常好的这个厨师，或者说是在这个餐厅里非常好的这个服务。
And what is worthy of praise? When it comes to worthy of praise, we might want to keep that strictly on the spiritual side and say everything Jesus did and still is for us today. And that'll keep you busy for a while.
那我们要把我们的这个眼光呢专注在那些值得赞美的。当我想到这个值得赞美的事上的时候呢，我可能就是会把我的这个眼光呢专注在耶稣基督曾经为我们所做和仍然为我们今天仍然为我们所做的这些灵里的这个事上呢，这些已经够我忙一阵子了。
Let's face it, right now our country here is in a tug of war. There's lots of things going on that aren't true, aren't honorable, aren't right. That's why we need Romans 12:2.
让我们现在今天所面对的我们知道我们面对的这个我们国家呢一直是在一个拉锯的这个情况之下，有很多的这个事情呢不是真实的，也不值得这个荣耀的甚至不是对的。这也就是为什么我们需要重新的再来看罗马书12:2。
Romans 12:2 Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
在罗马书12:2这么说道，不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Well, in Philippians 4:9, we see our fifth instruction from Paul is to keep practicing these mentioned instructions.
这也是为什么我们在这个腓立比书四章九节这边讲到说这个保罗这第五个这个保罗的这个训示是要叫我们不断的来练习我们前面所讲的这些训示。
Yeah. We can't just say, well, I did that once or twice, and it didn't really benefit me. I'm sure when Lewis started playing the piano, he didn't say, I've done this a couple of times, and I still can't play well.
当然我们不能只我们不能只说好的，那我做了我已经做了一次或两次，真的这些我也没看到这对我有什么好处，那我就不做了。我相信当 Louis 他在刚开始练习这个弹钢琴的时候，他绝对不会说我已经弹过几次了，我没有办法弹好钢琴的。
No.Someone was telling him, keep practicing. Maybe it was God saying, I'm going to use your piano playing someday for my purposes.
不是的，总是有人在不断的在告诉他说要不断的这个练习。也许神就曾经对他说过这样子的话，说为了我的缘故我将来要用你的这个弹着这个钢琴来完成我的事工。
So verse 9, Paul tries to drive a final nail to tack this down. He says, put into practice what you have learned.
所以在第九节保罗试着呢这样做了最后的这样子的结论呢他说要把我们所学的要不断的来操练。
How often do people attend a worship service, maybe a Bible study, hear a sermon, and walk out the door and forget everything they heard?
有多少的时候呢？当我们参加了参加了一个敬拜仪式之后呢？或者是一个这个研经的查考，或者听了一段的一段的这个圣经的这个讲道之后呢？当我们走出了这个会场的这个门呢，我们早已忘光了我们所听见的。
So we want to be believers not only that learn about faith but live it out in our daily lives. We want our faith to be translated into actions.
我们希望呢不仅就是说所有的这个信徒呢，不仅仅学到了这个信心的这个功课，而且要在我们的这个日常生活当中要活出来。我希望呢我们的信心呢能够成为我们的这个行动。
The results then are that the God of peace will be with us. As one who has placed their faith in Jesus, he will be with you for eternity. However, he wants to be your God of peace today.
这带出来的这个结果呢是上帝的这个平安呢就会与我们同在。当一个人把他的信心放在耶稣身上的时候呢他就会有这个永生呢与他一起。然而呢他希望我们呢今天呢也就能够得到这个上帝所赐的平安。
I think our message today is a very practical message, as well as a very spiritual message.
我想呢，我们今天的信息呢，是一个非常非常实际的一篇的这个讲道，而且呢，也是一篇非常传讲属灵这个讯息的这个一篇的讲道。
Don't let the enemy rob your joy. Don't let confusion around sink your ship.He's got a bigger plan, but you just have to trust him. The Lord is at hand.
不要让这个敌人呢，把你的这个喜乐来抢走了，也不要让这世界的这个混，这个我们身旁的这个混淆呢，来让我们跌倒。我们要 啊，有一个更远、更远的这个更大的一个计划，就是我们要把我们的这个这个信心呢放在这个主耶稣身上，因为一切都在主的手中。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头做祷告。
Fathers, help us to remember the things that you have put in our heart, the things you have taught us through the Apostle Paul or others.And help us to apply them in our daily life so that we can walk with joy. We can be confident that you're with us. And we can avoid the confusion and all of the stress and anxieties that the world wants to put on us. Because we say, no, we are God's people. We have that peace that He promised us.
Amen.
And we just give you thanks for that promise and doing it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.